This is Sean with Voices Live On, and I'm here with Stacy Kane. She is the, what was your title?
Associate Publisher.
Okay, for Seniors Guide Magazine.
That's correct.
And also it's online. The organization, it's in seven states, is that correct? Or?
Yes, we have seven markets that we serve with our magazine and marketing program.
Okay, and I'm very thankful because your company has decided to give our company a very big opportunity and to be featured within the magazine with a two-page interview of Charlie Patterson as well as a half-page ad. And we were just discussing the importance of being able to save people's memories and how it aligns with also what your mission is with the magazine. So kind of explain a little bit about the mission of the magazine itself.
Seniors Guide mission is to educate and empower seniors and their families to help them make the best choices on living situations, communities, which communities can best serve them, where they can best live out their lives and be cared for in the manner that they need to be cared for. So our goal is to provide all of the resources and information we can to help them do that, to make an informed decision.
So as far as your organization and our organization, we've kind of termed this as kind of a community mission, community partnership in a way?
Yes, absolutely. Seniors Guide embraced your mission because it does run alongside our mission as well. And what you do is preserve memories, but with that audio that goes with it. And as I said to you a moment ago, to me, it's one of the few ways that you can find to somehow live on forever. And I love what you've named your company, Voices Live On, because that is absolutely true.
And the thing that I've enjoyed about growing it is it's not so much just saving the memories of an individual, but it's interviewing people about a senior so then they can hear all the love from all their family and friends while they're still here. And I think that a lot of times when they go to assisted living or they go to a retirement community or they have home health care come in, they're by themselves and they even when their memory starts going, they're trying to remember all the things from the past. So if they can listen to the love of their friends and family, I think therapeutically that would also get them through the day and every day.
Oh, I can only imagine what a bountiful keepsake this would be for someone to be able to, anytime they want, listen to what their loved ones have to say about them and how they feel. And that's such a positive and loving reinforcement, especially when someone becomes elderly.
Right. And we also can do this over the phone. So if people are immobile or whatnot, or if we want to contact multiple family members or friends, either in person or over the phone, we can kind of get it covered. But I'm really thankful again for this opportunity to partner for now and moving forward. And I just want to say thank you, Stacy, and also Adam with Seniors Guide. And I look forward to where this goes.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sean. It's been a pleasure.
You got it.